So there you go. Real music from another planet, or another constellation, as it were. The Pleiades. That was the song of the Pleiadians, 1 and 2. Oddly enough, sounding very much like our own Celtic folk music. Maybe that's a universal sound. Can't tell you, but I'm guessing that the reason why it was crappy audio quality is because they had to bring it here from outer space, and you know, certain cosmic beams affected the audio in such a way. And Anthem of the New Earth, as composed by members of the universe people, or composed by other aliens, can't tell you. Okay, this has been the music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. I'm going to take us out with a little bit more Robert Hall, because I know you, all of you, reacted so strongly to it, so I have a little encore piece by Robert Hall from the Unification Church, and I'll see you all next week. Take care, everyone.
Hello and good evening. The Old Cards Radio Show on WFMU every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock playing 70 RPM records. Did I just mumble 78 RPM records? Sorry about that. I do that a little bit. The dentures are still a little bit loose. Keep having to get them adjusted. Well, that was Frankie Trumbauer at his orchestra with Breaking in a New Pair of Shoes. And George Gershwin opened up the program playing the piano on a demo of his composition, Clap Your Hands. Now, as you know, I often give my phone number, my home phone number, on the air. So listeners, and especially, you can call me, especially younger women, age 45, 50, 55. You know, I'd like them to call me. But maybe I shouldn't give my phone number so often. Because lately, I'm getting calls from very young ladies. Their names are like Susie, Cheryl, or Heather. They tell me that they can extend my automobile warranty, or they could give me a low interest rate on a new credit card. Or they tell me that I've won something, and they want to congratulate me. Well, I try to engage these young ladies in the conversation, but they don't listen to me. They just keep talking. It's like they're robots or something. So look, if you're a young lady, and you listen to this program, and you wrote down my phone number when I gave it out over the airwaves. I'm not giving it out now, no. And if you call me, okay, young ladies, please, if you want to have a conversation, please let me get a word in. You're not impressing me if you're inclined to dominate the conversation. I'll just hang up on you. Now, moving right along, this is WFMU, and there's this fundraiser. This October fundraiser, it's an annual event here, the WFMU asking listeners for money again. Because no one ever got the idea to get advertisers on this stupid hippie noise radio station. Well, on this program, the Old Codger Show, we have sponsors. The Del Barton line of fine products. The bills get paid around here. And our fundraising is dedicated to the most important aspects of producing a stellar weekly broadcast. Of course, I'm referring to cigars and booze. You know, Rancho Malarios and Sly Weasel Bourbon. Both of which our accountant itemizes as infrastructure. Anyway, WFMU created a name for this annual one-month campaign. They called it the WFMU October Hellraiser. Well, I have a better name for it. High Holy Days for Imbeciles. Look, do not donate to WFMU. Donate to me. Lola Bell Pancake, my assistant, she says that you can do this on the internet playlist, wherever that is, if you can find it. It's something about a widget or something. Anyway, it's a funny name that WFMU chose. Because here at this show, we don't limit hell-raising to 1 month. We do it year-round. Anyway, let's get back to the music here on the Old Codger Radio Show. Let's hear some Wilmot Houdini.
Americans, put on your dancing shoes. There is no time to lose. Americans, put on your dancing shoes. There is no time to lose.
Hurry, people, hurry. Hurry, let us go. You'll have to learn to sing calypso. Hurry, everybody. Hurry, let us go. We're going to sing and dance calypso.
Today in America,
calypsos are getting quite popular. Haven't you heard of Calypso Joe? Love, love, love by Guy Lambado.
Hurry, people, hurry. Hurry, let us go. You have to learn to sing Calypso. Hurry, everybody. Hurry, let us go. I'd like to sing and dance Calypso.
All Americans should understand President Roosevelt is a Calypso fan. When he visited the West Indies, he fell in love with the Calypso melodies.
Hurry, people, hurry. Hurry, let us go, you have to learn to sing Calypso. Hurry, everybody. Hurry, let us go and learn to sing and dance Calypso.
Tee-la-la-lee, da 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 da. Calypsos are celebrating its jubilee, with its rhythm and melodies now achieving world's popularity.
Hurry, people, hurry. Hurry, let us go. You have to learn to sing Calypso. Hurry, everybody. Hurry, let us go and learn to sing and dance Calypso.
And now, let's hear a very important message from one of the very fine sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show.
Experts on every side of the issue agree on one thing. We are at the brink of a catastrophe, which is on the cusp of an unsolvability, over by the very edge of an existential denouement, which is French for, "That's all she wrote." Hello, I'm Gus Bodenheim, wondering, just as you are, is there anything I can do? For this is no laughing matter. Or is it? Del Barton and Bailey Motors invite you to get behind the wheel of our all-new clown car. This baby isn't just green, it's green with yellow polka dots. A compact miracle small enough to fit the tightest available parking space, yet somehow capacious enough to accommodate dozens of cavorting, zany passengers. The Del Barton and Bailey clown car is the wackiest word in sustainability, with zero, yes, zero emissions, because it's propelled by the legs of its occupants. Carbon footprint? None whatsoever. Only oversized bulbous shoe prints, as harmless to the environment as our optional pistol, which produces not bullets but a flag emblazoned with the word bang. Now that ought to defuse those road rage situations. And if not, every car comes equipped with a bucket of confetti, an uproarious accessory, sure to charm the frown right off the faces of grumpy fellow motorists and fuddy-duddy police officers. What's the charge, copper? Driving while hilarious? Gangway for environmentally responsible hijinks that'll impress your friends as you compress your friends. And, calling all Uber entrepreneurs, get ready for a change in your profit climate, as one dreary drunken fair can be expanded to a bar room's worth of capering red noses. The Del Barton and Bailey Clown Car, suitable for political parties, municipal planning commissions, and comical bureaucracies. Why not help Del Barton and Bailey save the world, one pratfall at a time?
These years and years that we
That was Milt Hirth on the organ. And it was called Swampfire. Prior to that was on the harmonica. Wasn't he great? Palmer Maccabee with Maccabee's Railroad. Polly Walker sang Where Were You? Where Was I? Thanks to Gus Bodenheim for reading. He's our commercial announcer for the Old Codger Radio Show. We'll hear from him again today. Oh, and I'll have a surprise for you later about Gus Bodenheim. Reginald Forsythe. I know, I always have to do it twice. Reginald Forsythe and his orchestra did Burlesque, Little Johnson with My Stove's in Good Condition, and Wilmot Houdini opened up with the Calypso Way by the great Wilmot Houdini here on the Old Codger Radio Show. Well, we're halfway through this program. And you know, why wait? I know what you're all tuned in for. You don't really care about the music. Well, what you really tune in for, besides the commercials, I mean, you tune in for the soundtracks of the major motion pictures that I play. And this week, we have one right now. It's a soundtrack from a major motion picture. The title of the motion picture is Moving Day, starring the great Jewish actress, Betty Boop. Now, her real name, by the way, was Bessie Bupinski, and she was a star in the Yiddish theater on New York's Lower East Side before she found fame and fortune in major motion pictures. Now, Moving Day, we're going to hear the soundtrack, co-stars Bimbo. Now, Bimbo is not Jewish. Bimbo was a member of the Church of the Koreshian Unity, founded by the great theological lunatic Cyrus Teed. The Koreshians, Bimbo lived at their, they had a utopian colony in Florida. And Bimbo lived there for many years. The Koreshians, they were building a new Jerusalem. They sought immortality through celibacy and eating copious amounts of raw squid. The Koreshians subscribed to the hollow earth theory, that humans were not living on earth, but inside its hollow core. You can look this all up in your encyclopedia. Well, of course you have it. Every home should have a full set of encyclopedias. I do. Mine, I keep it in the bunker. My version of the encyclopedia, the edition, was published in 1948. So it's pretty up to date with all the world's practical accumulated knowledge. If you want to know all about World War II, it's in there. Anyway, we're going to hear Moving Day, the soundtrack of this major motion picture. Now, Moving Day with Betty Boop was directed by Alan Hitler. That's right, Alan Hitler. Alan Hitler, he had changed his name. He changed it from Adolf. He was born Alan Adolf. He was a great director, but a little dictatorial. And he had a short career, but this is one of his finest features. He later went on to greater fame and fortune producing pornography. Now, co-starring in this major motion picture, the cameos and the walk-ons and the bit parts and leering into the frame, let's see, there's Clevis Multrum. Then there's Mickey Mousley, no relation to Kip and Kat Mousley. Then there's Pauline Welfendorfer. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Right before, Pauline Welfendorfer, right before she appeared in this major motion picture, she had top billing in the popular Broadway musical Fluffers. Now, also starring, cameo role anyway, is Raoul the second, Junior, the third. Someday I'm going to sketch out the entire Raoul family tree. Now, also in this, there's a man descended from a great theatrical bloodline, John Wilkes Bodenheim. Then there's, C.C. Poitway, Gudrun Dahlgren, and Buzzy Betcher. They are all in this major motion picture starring Betty Boop and Bimbo. And here is the soundtrack of it.
Moving Day, Moving Day, rip the carpet up from off the floor, take your orange stove quick and there's the door. It's Moving Day, pack your folding bed and get away.
if you spent every cent you can live out in a tent. It's moving day.
Here. Here.
You take it off.
Sunshine in your smile.
I'm not so beautiful. You only think I'm beautiful.
Pardon me, are you the kind of baby who will answer yes or no or maybe? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Moving day.
Where do we go, dearie?
Around the corner.
Around the corner.
Around the corner, no rent to pay.
That's the reason we walked away.
Know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, in detail, he's opposed to it.
For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night till morn, whatever it is, I'm against it. And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it. I'm against it.
Miss Emily Post has long been able to boast her authoritative abortionative rules and regulations that we seem to accept as the things to do and not to do. And as late as last week, she was still refusing to speak when asked how she felt about Blackstone's new definitions on the conditions of what does and does not constitute a lady's position. Is that clear? In this social world, it is time for a change. From shy city gallops to riding the range of good taste, and with this in mind, folks, I speak for myself and perhaps for the rest of my kind. A lady is a lady no matter what cooks. Condition should never affect her. Her library never contains dirty books and she's not a French postcard collector. Though collecting is better than posing, they say, at the postures they ask and the wages they pay, still a lady would never be snapped in the hay. No girl ever would who's a lady. A lady's a lady and never unbends. No sexy sarong ever draped her. And if caught compromised with her husband's best friend, she explains that the guy must have raped her. She never gets stinking until after dark. Never takes nude sun baths up in Central Park. And she never gooses young waiters. Such things leave their mark. You couldn't then still be a lady. A lady's a lady by night or by day. Never walks unannounced in men's showers. And if beach boys at Miami offer a lay, she insists upon one made of flowers. She subtly disguises unladylike lusts. Never pelts dinner guests with leftover crusts. And she never drops ice cubes down fat women's busts. No girl ever would who's a lady. A lady is a lady, whatever occurs. Never makes intrigue an issue. I'm reluctant to mention it, but she prefers using Kleenex in place of scotch tissue. She never goes out with another girl's guy. Though she gets mad as hell, she won't spit in your eye. And she never feeds full of brush men's Spanish fly. But who the hell called me a lady? Smile when you say that, madam. Ring that bell. False class will tell. Who in hell called me a lady?
Hello, this is Gus Bodenheim. Ah, summer's here, and the word has come down. Americans are largely free to remove the facial masks we've relied upon these many months to keep us hale and hearty. Good news for most, but for Del Barton Wellness Associates, a challenge. As our warehouse shelves strain under the weight of crate after crate of unused masks, Why not put your money where your mouth would have been and help this American business proudly try to turn the white elephant in the room into a, you know, the thing? What I have in my hand was a cloth double mask, but it's been transformed by a few deft stitches from a guaranteed PPE powerhouse to a smart, convenient fanny pack. As reliable for toting keys, cash, or walnuts as it used to be for warding off aerosol pathogens. But our innovative adaptations don't stop there. No, not by a long shot. Say, do you dare to bear your beach body despite many months of sedentary self-indulgence? Well, have at it, Chubsy Ubsy, in this cunningly repurposed two-piece ensemble, suitable for all genders and then some. Contour hugging with a slim silhouette, but as capacious as required to accommodate special cargo of any dimension. And for those who, for whatever purpose, prefer to continue conventional facial masking, make your statement with our Masks Are Groovy Accessories design. Fire Truck Red to honor our first responders with a bold MAGA acronym to tell the world that masks are groovy accessories. At Del Barton, we kept our promise. Don't keep your distance.
Yeah, thank you, Gus. Yeah, I've got two commercials in today's show. Oh, yes. Gotta pay for that bourbon. Gotta buy them cigars. Gotta restock the supply closet. Sure enough. That said, we started out with Bessie Bupinski, but you know her better as Betty Boop. And the soundtrack of Bimbo's Express. Groucho Marx, very, very quick, little song called I'm Against It. And then Nan Blackstone did A Lady's a Lady, No Matter What Cooks. Now, I have an announcement to make. As long as you just heard the voice of Gus Bodenheim, our erstwhile commercial announcer. He's a man of many talents. Next week, Gus Bodenheim is going to host the program. He hosted one before. I have a fill-in, substituted for me 1 week, did a fine job. So we're going to have Gus Bodenheim in next week. Gus will be here playing the music, doing the mic breaks, and he's going to attempt to uphold his broadcast standards. No mic break should be hesitant, effete, or insincere. The last thing Gus would want to do is bring shame to the Bodenheim name. And when I say the last thing, it's because he's already been there and done that. Gus considers any besmirchment of his reputation to be a birthright. He dedicates every muscle, every fiber, every cell to halting the slow creep of redemption. Now, I gotta say, Gus Bodenheim, he's a man with issues, okay? He was briefly banned from the WFMU premises after an incident with the fellow who runs the place. So I asked Gus about this, heard about it, and Gus explained what happened. He gave me his side of things. He said, this is a quote from Gus, he says, "You throw one piece of equipment at the station manager, and suddenly you're branded difficult to work with." Well, anyway, that's the end of the quote. I don't know what it was about. Anyway, however, apparently a suitable bribe has been tendered and all has been forgiven. As I understand it, station manager Ken Friedman can be bought off and at a considerable discount. Feel free to mention that you heard it here. Well, anyway, so yeah, Gus is going to be hosting the program next week. I'll be off doing something important, you can bet. Okay, oh, we're running out of time here. Let's get back to the music. Here's some Ruth Etting.
I used to have a perfect sweetheart, not a real one, just a dream. A wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real now, it's ideal. You're just what I wanted, and now it's nice to live. Paradise to live. I know why I've waited, was those love scenes exactly like you? You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true.
out vineyard trail. Yes, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your church jail. Yes, I've taken you downtown, paid your doctor bill. Now I'm in a little trouble, and you're trying to get me killed. Yes, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Is he sneaked in my kitchen? Eat up all the bread. Soon as I left home, started cutting up in my bed. Yes, he is one black rat. Someday I'll find his trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near his shirt tail. Yes, beat it out.
That ended. I'm sorry. That was Little Son Joe with the Black Rat Swing. Before that was Reginald Forsythe playing the piano. Great style. On St. Louis Blues. Adrian Rollini gave us minuet and jazz. And Ruth Edding sang exactly like you. So this is Courtney, the old codger. Now I'll be back in 2 weeks. But next week, as I said, Gus Bodenheim will host the program. And he's going to have a special guest. Well, that's what he predicted anyway. His guest, special guest of Gus Bodenheim, next week on the program is predicted to be Nostradamus. That's right. An exclusive interview with Nostradamus on the Gus Bodenheim show next week. This famous prognosticator is expected to expound on the future of the 70 RPM record. And don't forget, Gus Bodenheim's most recent novel, A Fistful of Chuck, is now out in paperback. A Fistful of Chuck is available wherever the best in underachieving literature is sold. Me, I'm going to be off next week gallivanting at a dude ranch in Wyoming. So, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you. le rabier, Roucoule le moineau, Pépi, caquette, la poule jacasse, la pie, le chameau blatère et le hibou hue, râle la panthère et craque la grue. Toi, 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 sois belle, tais-toi. L'éléphant barrette la jument et nie ulule la chouette belle la brebis. Le crapaud coince, piaule le poulet, le corbeau croince, cajole le jet. Toi, 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 sois belle, tais-toi. Le cerf brame, l'âne brêle, le lion rugit, cancane la canne, le taureau mugit, le dindon glouglotte et braille le pan, la caille margotte, siffle le serpent. Toi, 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 sois belle, tais-toi.